Ramsey County voters first sent Bruce Vento to Washington in the same year that St. Paul elected George Latimer mayor. From the late 70s throughout the 1980s, the two liberal Democrats solidified St. Paul's reputation as a stronghold of the political left. But these days it's Norm Coleman, a convert to the Republican Party, who occupies City Hall, and Coleman says his mayoral victories over two liberal Democrats suggest times have changed in the East Metro.
Whether, you know, the voting public in St. Paul is fundamentally more conservative, I can't say, but I think there's at least been a shift. And certainly throughout the district, growth in the suburbs, I think there has been a shift, which then makes it possible for Republican to win that seat, though still difficult.
Democrats are hardly ready to concede the territory. The 4th District has been impenetrable to Republicans for half a century. Democrats have held the seat since 1948, and the current DFL state chair, Mike Erlandson, insists the 4th remains a Democratic stronghold, even though the Vento-Latimer heyday has passed.
It's a shift that's sort of taking place gradually all around our country in big metropolitan areas that used to be very liberal, and has certainly taken place somewhat in the 4th Congressional District as well. But it's still a district that is a very working family district. It's a district that has lots of union households in it.
Vento leaves a district that looks different than when it first elected him. Economically, there is both more poverty and more wealth. Demographically, there are more senior citizens and more immigrants, particularly from Southeast Asia. But perhaps the most politically significant change is suburbanization. The district's boundaries now include not only all of Ramsey County, but also some of the suburbs in northern Dakota County. Suburbs are also where the district's population growth has occurred. In 1976, more than 60% of the district's voters lived in St. Paul. Today, a slim majority live in suburbs. Tony Sutton, executive director of the state Republican Party, says the suburbs tend to be more fertile ground for Republicans.
Most people, when they think of the 4th District, think it's basically the city of St. Paul, and it's not anymore. And that's because of all the development. You just have to drive through Shoreview and through North Oaks and Badness Heights and White Bear Township and Dota Heights and see all the newer homes in there since 1976, heck, since 1986. And you can see how those folks, those areas are represented by Republicans in most cases, or are areas that go back and forth between the Republican and the DFL party.
Congressman Vento cautions against equating suburbanization with Republican votes. He cites West St. Paul and South St. Paul as examples of suburbs where labor is strong and Democrats populate city councils and school boards. Vento also disputes the notion that St. Paul has recently become more conservative. He says some city voters may just be more disinterested.
The parts of the city have become, you know, less politically active. I think the east side is less politically active now than it once was, but nevertheless, I mean, I think that if you can get them activated, if you get them motivated, you have a pretty good chance of winning their votes.
Former Mayor Latimer says East Metro voters judge each campaign and candidate on its own merits rather than through the lens of a party. Latimer says that helps explain how Coleman could be elected mayor resoundingly, but then earn only 27% of St. Paul votes cast in the following year's gubernatorial election. While Latimer thinks the 4th District is likely to remain Democratic, he says the open seat gives Republicans an opportunity, particularly if the DFL takes the seat for granted.
I think that there's a real risk that the Democrats just think it's automatic that they'll be a Democrat. Well, but voters won't go along with that. And if either party makes a mistake of thinking that they can foist someone who has a strong ideological bent and doesn't really reflect or represent the broad middle of the population of the county, they're going to lose.
State DFL Chair Erlandson says the party will not take the 4th District for granted. Republican State Director Sutton says his party is in a good position in the 4th, which he says could be the sleeper race of the 2000 campaign. 5 Republicans and 7 Democrats are campaigning for the seat. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.